My granddaughter, who is 4, has a fish of 2 weeks and a brand new fish tank for her one fish. She takes me to her tank and she shakes a couple of flakes that lie at the surface, and the fish she loves comes to the top, seemingly to have a meal where two separate worlds meet. That which lives by breathing air and that which lives by breathing water. But the fish who breathes by sucking water through its gills appears to be sucking air with each of its kisses of food right at that most precious surface, that place where two worlds meet. 3 weeks ago, an assistant called me on behalf of an ecumenical colleague whom I love and respect and admire to come to the hospital for him. I arrived in the intensive care unit with him hooked to many things and a mask pouring in oxygen. He asked the nurses to leave, and then he asked me to listen to his confession and offer absolution if I would and pray for him. So I listened and forgave and prayed and assured with all the power of heaven. And quite courageously, he went voluntarily on a ventilator for 3 weeks. He asked for me again just 3 weeks last Saturday. I had not been on the list of those who could see him. He asked for me. He had a trach now in his throat, but he was back from the dead. He could not make a sound, but he motioned the nurse to share what had been happening. And then I asked why he had asked for me again, and his lips formed the words, "My soul." I declared him to be a child of God. I forgave his sin. I declared rest and peace for the coming night of darkness in the name of the Christ Jesus, who's the dawn from on high. I declared to him that God loved him. It seemed to me that twice now I had met him coming to the surface of life and death to feed where two worlds meet. I wondered if he had called for me because in his role it was a blessing to have an ecumenical colleague hear his confession, maybe to confess even more freely and openly. Confession and absolution able to be given where now two denominations met, but far more important, where two worlds met. The Easter season begins in the evening of the first day with two disciples who cannot see that it is Jesus walking with them. This first evening of the season after Pentecost begins with two disciples who are blind but yet desire to see. The hope of this retreat is that in our home places of service, we would see one another as an opportunity for two disciples to walk alongside in the ministry as we feed and tend lambs of God in word and sacrament, right there at that place where two worlds come together. This past Saturday evening, as I was going up to see this ecumenical friend, as I entered the hospital at the visitor station, there was a woman, a young woman with a 9-year-old son who was also there. I asked how she was. She told me her 19-year-old brother had fallen on Friday, broken his neck, and was paralyzed, and she'd be taking care of him from now on. I stepped into the elevator. There was a man on the way up to the same floor I was going in the ICU. I asked how he was. He said, well, things were getting better, but he was living off of prayers of friends. The door opened, he stepped out and left. I utterly failed them both. Two more fish, seeing a collar, came to the surface to look for a morsel where two worlds would converge, and I failed to feed their seeking soul with prayer. This awkward, blind, mute disciple was blind to seeing them and Jesus right there, and the opportunity of speaking words of the living Christ with them, right where the truth of two worlds never separate, really. Couldn't happen, even though the love of God would never let them go. We are ambassadors of Christ. God making this appeal through us. And it is where we see, where we touch, where we speak, where we say we have sinned, where we name the name and grant forgiveness, that we come to the surface for one another as heralds of this wonderful gospel. We are the earthly element because we know the living Lord Word takes life now in us, arrives by us. We are ambassadors because we know we have the authority. We are where heaven and earth touch because we know how often for people the face of Christ is stronger in the face of the sister of faith than in the presence of Christ that I see in the face I look at in the mirror. We come bringing the declaration of the heavenly that has come for the earthly. Luther wrote against Emser, and he lifted up, saying, "God, who made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of letter but of spirit, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life." Gerhard Forty wrote that Luther meant here that Luther spoke of this living justification, that we speak, embody, bear the justifying word. That it happens in our speaking. So I see you this night, and here our lives meet, and our faith, and our hopes, and our calls, and our errors, and judgment, and our sin, and our mortality, they all lie upon the surface. But I will not be silent. Dear sisters and brothers, feed on these divine words spoken in the flesh of Jesus Christ. Who was crucified, though, for our sin, he's not dead. Jesus Christ is alive, raised from the dead, is the Lord of life. And our Lord says to you this night, "Child, I marked you in your baptism for myself, and you belong to me, and nothing shall separate you from my love and lordship. And I forgive your sin, the acts, the mistakes, judgments, the losses, the defeats, the anger, the rage, the fears and anxieties that you cannot forgive yourself, that you continue to carry and will not put down." Jesus says, "Take my yoke. Let me carry them, for I am gentle. And you will find rest for your souls. Let my love be poured into your hearts. Let the cross prove my love to you by the power of the living Holy Spirit. And know that I send you then in the power of my Spirit, and that your labor is not in vain." We are bearers of the living word, and as we speak, this living proclaimed word justifies through us. Like a pool of water, like the wine, like the bread we will talk about. And wherever we earthly elements will dare to speak the name of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, whether in work, call, or family, there the reign of God's Son breaks the surface. And there we bear the life he brings to those who would long for just a taste of the grace we name as living Lord.